Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Mail. Brent Reed, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I've just lobbed at Penrith. I'm pumped for this game.
You've just lobbed at Penrith?
Nah, it's a G up. Yeah. I've gone to the right ground.
I didn't. Yeah. Thank God. I thought you didn't. You're pretty reluctant to cross the Harbour Bridge, though, aren't you? You're a bit of a Northern Beaches snob.
I shed a few tears across the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, it's uncomfortable, you know, when you leave the beaches. It's not.
Not natural.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah. See, the problem with that opening, Rudy, is we actually expect you to do things like that. So
it sounds like you weren't shocked at all. I'm just disappointed.
How is the beautiful spiritual home of the St. George Illawarra Dragons Jubilee Stadium as we speak?
Well, it always looks good, doesn't it, Tone? The punters are allowed in and started to make their way up. Is that called Jubilee Street? What's the street called outside the ground?
Well, you're there, weren't you?
I know, I can't read the
street. Just look up.
Isn't it Carlton?
That's it, yeah. The punters are starting to make their way up in their Cronulla jerseys. So, big day for the Sharks. Big test for them, I reckon.
Yeah. No, we're going to get to that game in some detail in a minute. What about the Blake Green and the Warriors? A lot of talk about him not being there. What's the story?
Yeah, it's a big week for a lot of people this week, Tone, in terms of contracts. I sort of want to touch on a few of them. Blake Green's one of them because he obviously was told, or came out a week ago, he'd been told that he wouldn't be at the club next season. And since then, a few rumours have emerged that Blake Green could be on the move. Now, he's got to August 3 to find a new home, and there's plenty of clubs sniffing around Blake Green because, a bloke like him with his experience and his nous, he could probably help out a few teams. And there's some obvious sort of ones at the moment north of the border, the Broncos and the Cowboys, who probably could do with a halfback or a leader or a general like Blake Green. So I think in the next 7 days or so, we should know what Blake Green's going to do. I don't think the Warriors will stand in his way. If he asked for release early, I'm pretty confident the Warriors will let him go. So, as I said, the next 7 days, I reckon we'll know a bit more about Blake Green. I wouldn't be surprised if he is playing for someone else next week, as soon as next weekend.
As soon as next weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's got to get done in the next, two or three weeks, I think. August 3 is 3 weeks away, so, he gets through the game.
The Warriors are light on troops. They've got some players going home.
Their two wingers are heading off.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Well, that may not happen yet. That's still a couple of weeks away from being decided. And I think the NRL's still optimistic they can, convince the government to allow their families to come over. But in terms of Blake Green, I think the Warriors feel like he's given them pretty decent. I know they want to see what Chanel Tabita Harris goes like this year, and they'll have Cody Nikorima back. So, as I said, I'll be surprised he's coming to the end of his career, Blake, and I don't think they'll stand in his way. That's the sense I get. So if he does go to them in the next week or two and says, I've got something on the table elsewhere, I think they'll let him go. That's just the feeling I get from, speaking to people in and around the Warriors.
If their wingers do go home and they're looking for another loan player, Ikevalu's going well.
Isn't he what?
Absolutely.
But, it's funny that loan, there's some talk about maybe extending that loan deal and keeping it going next season, but it's been great. You see what Farmacilli's done at the Roosters since he went to the Warriors on loan. I know there was a reluctance early on from some clubs to loan players to the Warriors, but you can see the benefit it's had for a bloke like Farmacilli. So I reckon if the Warriors go knocking at the doors of some clubs now, I think some clubs will be more open to letting them have players because there's a real benefit in it for them.
For both clubs, yeah, absolutely. Although I note that John Morris, when he was asked about whether they'd like it to continue, he said maybe fans don't like it so much seeing their team players playing for some other team. But we see that all the time anyway, don't we? As I said, we should be wearing the socks of the team for next year.
Well, Johnny might have to get used to it, and Cronulla fans might, because Toby Rudolph, I mentioned big weeks for guys. It's a massive week for Toby Rudolph because, a while ago now, pre-COVID, Toby agreed to a deal to go to the Warriors. It was a long-term deal, and look, there was no doubt about the agreement because both he and his manager both sent emails to the club agreeing to the terms. They signed a heads of agreement. But now we're in a situation where Toby's now second-guessing that and he wants to stay at Cronulla. And look, the Warriors are digging in their heels over this one. They will not let Toby Rudolph out of that deal unless they get a player of similar ability from the Sharks. And there's been talk about Braden Hamlin-Ualli or a player of similar ilk from another club. So, it's added a little bit of extra spice to that game next weekend now because Cronulla play the Warriors. I'm sure Toby Rudolph might come in for a bit of extra attention for blokes who may yet be his teammate next year.
What about Nick Kotrick? What's happening on that front?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about him a bit earlier about Nick Kotrick. Again, a massive week for Nick Kotrick. I think Canterbury at least expect a decision in the next 7 days, and so do Canberra. Canberra have now tabled a 5-year deal for Nick Kotrick. So whilst the yearly amount might be more at Canterbury, the sum total of the deal is now more at Canberra because they've offered, they've extended that offer out to 5 years. So 5 years around the $500,000 mark. Canterbury around the $600,000 mark for 3 to 4 years. So, you know, they may push it a little further now, Canterbury. I guess the ball's in their court to decide whether they want to push it out to 5 years and match Canberra. But I think Canberra thought he was gone. But now that they've pushed it out to 5 years, I think Canberra are growing a little bit more confident that maybe Nick Kotrick will stay. You know, he's a local kid. His family live in Canberra. And I don't think he wants to leave. But I think the idea of playing centre and getting a long-term deal or a more affluent deal at Canterbury was enticing. But I get the sense that Canberra think maybe the fact that they've now offered 5 years might convince Nick Kotrick to stay. So expect a decision on Nick Kotrick next week.
All right, just finally on those player movements, what about Tyrone May?
Yeah, look, obviously Penrith's still having a bit of a, I wouldn't say a set to, but they're still a stalemate with James Tarmo. But Tyrone May looks as though they'll get a deal done within the next 2 to 4 weeks. Tyrone May, we haven't seen a lot of him. He's had his issues in the past year or so, but starting to play some footy now, and looks like Penrith will be able to retain him long-term. So a good result for Penrith.
Most importantly, Rudy, did you shout Emma's lunch during the week?
You know what? I was with a good mate of mine, Stewie Honey, and we tried to shout Emma, and she said no. She refused.
Right, so the answer's no. I asked you, did you shout Emma lunch during the week, and your answer's no. Your answer's
still,
no.
Hey? It's the offer. I knew she'd say no. That's why I made the offer, but at least I made the offer.
Yeah, you're supposed to make the offer after she's already, before she's already put her card down and paid for everybody else.
That's
what we're hearing.
Yeah,
unbelievable. It was a great meal, by the way. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Expensive, but great.
Pork belly.
Yeah.
Pork belly with some roast potatoes. We had some garlic bread, some...
You went health.
Calamari.
little bit of cab sav.
Just a shame about the company,
yeah? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Brent Reed, as ever, thanks so much, buddy. Catch up next week.
See you, guys.
Yeah.